Bridge Toll, California, customer service number.
Highway miles to the gallon, Ford Focus.
Thailand cave rescue operation.
What is Schema F?
Best wine bars in San Carlos, California.
Best Western hotels.
How old is Ronaldo?
What happened with Big Brother?
What's a good engagement
How long
gift?
Before a wedding should I send out
How many
save
games
the dates?
Are in the first series
Use
of
IMAP
NBA
to check email on other email clients. Identify fonts from
where to find.
We were 4 years
Welcome to Content Strategy Week on the Voices of Search podcast. I'm your host, Benjamin Shapiro, and this week we're going to publish an episode every day discussing the SEO content strategy power plays that you need to know to boost your performance. Joining us for SEO Content Strategy Week is Jordan Rombeau, who is the UK head of SEO services for Search Metrics, which is an SEO and content marketing platform that helps enterprise-scale businesses monitor their online presence and make data-driven decisions. And this week, Jordan and I are going to start off Content Strategy Week talking about how to leverage title and H tags with semantic variants. All right, here's the first installment of SEO Content Strategy Week with Jordan Rombeau, UK Head of SEO Services for Search Metrics. Jordan, welcome to the Voices of Search podcast.
Thank you. I'm happy to be on.
Excited to have you as my guest. You know, Jordan, welcome to the Voices of Search podcast is something that I've said, I don't know, 100 times before. And yet this is the first time Jordan Cooney hasn't been on the other end of the line. It's actually kind of a relief. Now we've got two Jordans at Search Metrics. Welcome to the team and welcome to your first Voices of Search episode.
Thank you very much.
As much as I joke, love talking to my buddy Jordan Cooney. I'm excited to chat with you as well. We're talking about some SEO content strategy power plays this week. A couple of the little nuances of figuring out how to make your content hum. And we're going to start off talking about, you know, the title tags, the H tags, semantic variants. Talk to me about what title tags, H tags, and semantic variants are and how do they all fit together?
Sure. On-page elements are an important factor when it comes to trying to rank for a term. And, you know, there can be different on-page elements, which, you know, the H1 tag, H2 tag, image, you know, you can even have the alt attribute to that that does carry a little bit of signal weight. But all of these things collectively add up to Google saying, hey, is this a good page to serve my user? And so just to take it back to the days of, and I'm a little older, so I remember searching with Alta Vista.
Back in the day.
yep, pre-Google. And got into SEO pretty much right around the Panda Penguin update. And so looking at a more basic algorithm, Google, you know, doing things like taking knowing that the title tag has more signal weight on the page, the H1 tag does, you can take information like this and start abusing it, like putting words in repetitively. And what people also did back then was repeated the word at the bottom of the screen and made it the same color.
That's my favorite SEO trick of all time, is the white text on a white background. And I'll tell you that I actually use this in email marketing still, where when I send an email to someone, I will include, if it's a template, the title of the template in white at the bottom of the email. So if I ever wonder which template was sent, I can go and hover over it and turn it blue. I think that, you know, like days have changed a lot since then.
A lot. And so I think, you know, what Google eventually realized is, not only were people abusing the system and ranking, but this is not how natural writing looks. People, when they write a good piece of content, do not say best lawyer 25 times throughout a content. Throughout the content piece, it's usually best lawyer, top attorney, different variations of it. So this was the birth of semantic search and Google understanding that there are other elements associated with certain terms. And actually, I mean, semantic search goes deeper than just the words. You know, you can have a topic associated with a topic.
So let me ask you a question about that, because when I think about leveraging title tags and like my sort of layman's understanding of that is, at least it used to be, hey, look, use your H1 tags. That's something that is a primary headline. And a secondary headline is your H2 and H3. And so you're basically kind of the larger the font is in theory, the more important it is on the page, which means that the search engine should start ranking that content appropriately. This is the most important thing they're saying. This is the headline of the page, and this is the secondary headline, and then here's the body of the content, and the fonts generally cascade down. And I understand that people started kind of spamming that process. They were just using their H1s more often and kind of keyword stuffing in some sense. And now Google's gotten better because they're basically just looking for the copy. So do title tags, the H tags, do they even matter anymore? Is Google just like weighting each individual word or phrase independently? How much does it matter if you're actually using the different ways to sort of change the fonts?
Yeah, it's certainly, nobody knows to what extent it does, but the answer is yes. And you got to look at it as this is an algorithm. So it's looking at a piece of content in a very structured way. So the best way that you can possibly provide a breakout of what this page is about is by using some type of note system where, okay, H1 equals a title, H2 is a subtitle, and follow this paradigm throughout the process of structured data. And Google is able to interpret this the best they can as it is a machine. Now, Google is progressively getting better. The algorithm, you know, releasing technologies like more complicated machine learning, BERT, MUM. You know, these are all an AI asset to the search algorithm. It's going to be a game changer without a doubt to how a page is going to get ranked. But right now, as logic, I think it follows like what logic would dictate, that if a page is about used cars, that person is most likely going to put used cars into the title tag.
So I guess my next question is, let's talk about optimization tactics for these titles. It used to be, you know, I made the joke of white text on a white background and keyword stuffing. It seems like there is still some value out of using an H1 as opposed to an H2 to assign the priority of a given piece of content. If that's the case, why isn't everybody just writing all of their content with their H1? Right? How do you figure out how to optimize what should be in your title tag, what should be your H1, what should be your H2, you know, this sort of cascading prioritization that you're sending Google.
And I think that's where a lot of people go wrong. One of the things that I've seen a lot of people do is first cover a bunch of diverse topics in the different H tags. So they'll talk about a field in medicine, but it will not be focused and it will be pretty much about every factor of that field. That's where, as far as a page goes, you want to have a targeted keyword, this basic philosophy of having a targeted keyword, and actually utilizing semantic variations of that targeted keyword in the H tags to get it to rank higher.
I'm going to go back to my question of, I understand that, you know, you can use different variants to sort of signal Google. How do you know how much to use any given tag? You know, is it purely just aesthetics? I want this font to be my H1. I want to take up this space. So put this many keywords in my H1 tag. You know, is there a rule, rhyme, reason to figuring out how to kind of use the various tags?
There are rules that SEOs talk about. And all of that does matter. And I mean, I'm talking about rules all the way up to people, SEO experts saying that if the core keyword term is closer to the beginning, then it has more signal weight. Now, when it comes down to it, that will always be nothing more than a speculation that us SEOs make, just as we've made many. But thinking about how Google took this concept of semantic search and started learning what's associated with other topics to produce high quality is part of the strategy to rank high. And let me just give an example. So there's a technology called TF-IDF, and essentially a very, very simplistic breakdown of it would be the algorithm looking millions of documents and across millions of documents, finding similarities like, oh, when there is the topic of Coca-Cola mentioned, there's also the topic of carbonation. And so these are now elements in that you want to include in your writing to have a better chance to rank high.
So give me one resource or optimization technique when it comes to leveraging your title tags, H tags, thinking about semantic variants. What are the ways to make sure that you're optimizing these variables to the best of your ability?
So let's say we have a keyword. We're trying to rank a page for best used cars. So in the title tag, we want to have best used cars along with some other text too. We then, as in an H tag, we'll reuse used cars, but maybe a semantic variation of it as well. So purchased used automobiles.
Gently worn automobile.
So this is now a method where Google realized, hey, the word used cars is not mentioned 50 times in an article that's really good about used cars. And you can now diversify your keyword density by targeting other semantic variations, like also putting used automobiles. So instead of using a used car in both my H1 and my H2, what I would most likely do is make an H1 and that has used cars. And then for my H2, use a semantic variation that supports the core keyword term. So in the H1, we have used automobile. In the H2, we have used cars. And these both mean the same thing to Google and will give it strength to rank higher in the search engines.
You know what I use for this, and I don't mean to be a shill, even though the company is the presenting sponsor of this podcast. Searchmetrics has a content experience tool, and I think that the way that it covers the use of semantic terms and variants is very important. So when you're creating a piece of content in the content experience tool, not only does it tell you, all right, here's the number of terms that you need to mention. Hey, you want to mention use car 7 times in your content, it will also tell you that you should use pre-owned vehicle 6 times. And then you want to use gently worn car seats 3 times, or, you know, whatever the other terms are. At the end of the day, there's a content optimization that happens here. Your title and H tags are very important, but the content that you're putting on your page and understanding the use of those semantic variables is probably what wins the day. And that wraps up this episode of the Voices of Search podcast. Thanks for listening to my conversation with Jordan Rombeau, the UK head of SEO services for Searchmetrics. Join us again tomorrow when Jordan and I discuss structured data. If you're interested in contacting Jordan, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter. His handle is Jordan Rombeau, JourdanRombeaugh. Or you can visit his personal website, which is optimizationtheory.com. And of course, his company's website is searchmetrics.com. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to voicesofsearch.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also send us your topic suggestions or your SEO questions. And you can even apply to be a guest speaker on the Voices of Search podcast. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is Voices of Search on Twitter. And my personal handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of SEO and content marketing insights in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day during the work week. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app, and we'll be back in your feed in the next business day. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, remember, the answers are always in the data.